B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
Everything is awesome.
You ever sneeze naked?
No.
No. It's the strangest looking thing.
Yeah. Turn it sideways, it should pop right into your pants.
I'm barely paying attention to this damn show. You think I can pay attention to a date?
I don't want sloppy seconds from someone else.
Listen to you every day. You guys are great.
Oh, thank you. We love you.
This is Kiss Mornings with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Everything is awesome.
Well, we're down to Manny.
We are.
Let's not act sad about it because he's in the Bahamas where it's warm. And although I was looking at the weather, it's only like 70 something there.
That's okay. I mean, here's my whole thing behind it. I'm like, what? You didn't get enough of vacation on your 2 weeks off?
Yeah.
but he is gone for a wedding. It's not like he just took off to the Bahamas. So.
Sure. Listeners are like, oh, okay. Taking your fifth vacation.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
It's January 10th.
Must be so hard for you to talk for a living and have to go get more relaxation.
No, he's in a wedding.
Yeah, he's in the party. He's not the best man, is he?
No, he's just in the wedding party.
Yeah. So, but Liz, you got me, Loren, you got producer Nicole.
She's hanging out with us in the studio today.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad to be in here?
I'm so glad.
A morning show already.
I don't have anything else to do.
Yeah. All right, it's already plagued with issues. Monitor, computer quit working.
I already have stuff to do from like show open to show close. But let's just do this too.
And you have like a massive barrier today. Like I can barely see you. You know what it's like? You're like the neighbor of Home Improvement. I can only see like at the top of your head.
I also feel like I'm playing Battleship. Or like,
in a command center.
And I have my own little command center.
Nicole's looking at about three different screens right now, plus a board.
Yeah. And one doesn't work.
Yeah. That's how we started the day. Tech problems. So yesterday, just to kind of give you guys an idea, I go to a gym called Functional Fit, Plug Bell. And it's not like a big, like a YMCA. It's like a small, what do you call it, like a boutique fit?
Yeah.
So you only do individual stuff and group classes there. That's it. So I go there yesterday, and I am embarrassed about my... You guys would have been embarrassed to even know me yesterday.
Why?
So when I went to Paris, I walked like 10 miles a day. And then coming back to Paris, it took like 22 hours to get back to Charlotte. So I pretty much was in a sitting position after doing all that walking for almost 24 hours. And, y'all, my back has been killing me. Like, I've been miserable. And so, you know, we did stretching last weekend, and yesterday I went to Functional Fit to get some stretching again. They have trainers there that will stretch you out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so imagine this. So there's, like, a group class going on, then there's two guys getting individual lessons, and then there's me and one of the trainers. And he brings out these balls, styrofoam balls. Have you ever used them to stretch?
Not styrofoam ball.
So it's like this styrofoam rolly pin ball, and then like a normal ball that is about the size of your hand.
It hurts.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So you're supposed to lean your body in a certain way to where the ball's on the muscle, and then you roll the ball, applying your body weight, and it's supposed to release whatever's tense.
Right.
Oh my gosh, you would have thought I was being tortured. Yeah, I was screaming in that gym. I've never experienced anything like that in my life. And by the way, whenever I go to the gym, I see people use these things and they don't scream. Like they're like, they're like normal, like relaxing.
Yeah.
You would have thought I was dying.
Right, like, this is not normal. It shouldn't hurt this bad.
I'm not.
Question. Don't they usually shut down the gym when you're there?
Well, I typically do the individual when there's no one else there.
Okay.
But I've gotten... So I had a lot of anxiety about going to the gym with like people being there, and then now I'm okay with like small groups.
Okay.
If I go to like a YMCA and it's filled with all the muscle people, I don't.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I would prefer to work out at home. But I was just thinking, if they had opened the gym and you went through this whole experience and now you were screaming in the middle of the gym, you're back to your individual like closed-door sessions.
Close the gym down. Roy's back.
Your poor trainer is probably like, Roy, this is bad for business. Like, I can't have you screaming like that.
Yeah. It sounds like we're killing you. Right. Stop it. And that's like I was complaining. I was like, you guys shouldn't do this. This is not normal. I was bad. And everyone is laughing at me, by the way, because it's their, because they,
it's,
I think,
normal. I mean, yeah, and people think you're being a drama queen.
And like other people there was like, hey, I remember my first, you know, like it's like a rite of passage to get stretched out by the balls. So, Nicole, you've done that before?
Yeah, not with the ball in the roller, but just like the long roller.
Well,
like,
and then I started complaining so much they had to modify it to make it easier.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I was so complaining. So instead of like laying on the ground and putting all my body weight on it, I had to like go to the wall and just apply my body weight and do it.
Oh my God.
They had to rig a whole system for me. So that was me yesterday. I was complaining and screaming at a gym, not by working out and lifting weights, by stretching.
Good.
Yeah. How's it going on in your world?
It's going.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a lot of like life changes happening at our house. So, today we are going to meet with another school for baby Cash.
Oh, good.
This one's a little bit more, and the school that we go to, previously we love, and we're going to try that again probably in the fall, but he needs something a little bit more one-on-one right now.
He's like me at the gym.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to meet with them today, but it's been a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Nicole, how are you? You had big shocking news on the show yesterday that you and your girlfriend broke up.
Yeah, yesterday was wild, but in a good way. Like, you know, never would I have ever imagined to have, like, touched so many people. You know, because, I mean, like, it's silly. Like, we share our lives in the, like, thought process that, like, we care because we're such good friends. But then you never, like, really think that other people actually care.
But think about it, Nicole. Every single person in this entire world has gone through a breakup.
I know. And so, like, it was super encouraging. Like, I'm my love language is, like, words of affirmation. Mm. So, like, getting messages with, like, you know, like, support and, like, positive quotes and just, like, pointers or, you know, just people who I've never met before offering, like, a lending ear or offering to, like, go get drinks or just, like, get out of the house. It's like that's crazy helpful.
Yeah. We were getting tweets and messages all day. Mm-hmm. And we're going to revisit again today at 7 a.m. And maybe we can get some people who's going through what you're going through on the phone and give you more advice. But so did you go out last night? Are you like going out every night now?
No. I mean, like, I definitely have been going out more.
Because me and Sterling talked about it, and he's like, I definitely, every night.
Oh, me too.
He'd be like, every night I'd be going out.
I mean, like the past 2 weeks while we were on vacation, because it wasn't, like, coming in to do the show wasn't as tiring as it is, like, while we're live.
Yeah.
So it was a lot easier.
What she's saying is we're really draining people alive.
Yeah. No, I was getting tortured at the gym just by stretching.
But no, I mean, not every night, but definitely, like, we're keeping busy. Like, I went out to dinner last night.
You went to Yafo?
Yes.
So I love Yafo. I wish I was a...
Plug Bell.
I didn't even mean to plug them. I'm not even meaning to plug them. I just love them.
It was my first time going, and I already can't wait to go back.
Right?
They just put a new one on
East Boulevard,
right?
Yeah, they got one in Dilworth, they got one in Plaza Mid one, and one in South Park.
It's so good, and they get their portions are huge.
You get it in a to-go bowl?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, it's like two meals in one.
Roy knows how to, like, buck the system, and he told Nicole yesterday on her way there, he's like, don't get the, like, sit down and eat. Get the to-go order, because
the bowls
they
are
give
big.
You twice as much food.
Yeah, so much food.
And the lady who I asked, it seemed like she already knew, like, that was a thing, because like she's like so gladly gave it to me.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Everyone does that. Yeah. I think, yeah. So it was, I love that place. Did you get what I ordered? Did you get?
Yep, I ordered exactly what you got, and it was so good. And I got a side of mac and cheese.
Oh yeah,
I went in.
That's what I'm talking about.
I ate my feelings.
I love it. All right. Well, we have a big show planned for you, $1,000, pay your bills at 8 a.m. You got to be listening for that code word. We have a brand new War of the Roses today. Loren, you travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You fly a lot.
Yes.
There's something you're supposed to be doing on an airplane now that I don't think you'd know to be doing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, enlighten me.
Starting 2019, it's a whole new system.
Roy goes to Paris once, knows everything.
World travel. I call it Ibiza now. It's not Ibiza, Mike Posner. I'm cultured or what?
Cultured AF.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that coming up in 5 minutes, what you need to be doing at airports.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania Roy in the Room morning show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
it? Got to get up.
Hey.
Got
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Currently down to Manny. He is in the Bahamas at a wedding. So we can all be jealous of that. So Loren, you travel a lot. You're always flying around, whether going down to see your family in Florida or going on a fun trip or working.
Yeah.
So starting January 1st, 2019, I saw this in the news. And I was like, I don't even think you know about it.
Oh, well, okay. Enlighten me.
Should you be tipping your flight attendant? Because starting January 1st, 2019, Frontier Airlines, their flight attendants will now accept tips.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't. So, are you tipping them if you're not drinking? Like if you're, because I typically try to tip if I've gotten a cocktail, like a Bloody Mary or a Jack and Coke or something like that, but not just for my typical Diet Coke if I ordered that or a water.
It says that whenever you order anything from them.
Anything?
Yeah.
You should be tipping.
Well, but I guess because it says you should tip 15, 20% or 25% of the order. So I don't think that includes the free snacks.
Okay.
Right?
Then I do this.
Yeah. You already do that?
Yeah.
So, and then, like, there were some people saying that, like, the flight attendant association, I don't know, their union said that they don't think airlines should allow people to tip because they don't want that to be supplementing flight attendants' pay or bonuses or pay increase. They don't want that. They don't want, like, Frontier using that as, hey, not only do we pay you this, but you get tips.
Right.
They don't want to use it as a perk.
Huh. And I didn't know if some airlines didn't let them take tips, because I've had flight attendants like decline me before. Maybe
really?
It wasn't enough money. I don't know. Like, so, yeah. Sorry, help me. I'm poor. Yeah. Take my $2. Yeah. But yeah,
denied it.
So you know, some people won't take it.
Yeah,
but I at least try.
Interesting. So you already do this,
mm-hmm.
Y'all? I've ordered things on a plane. I've never tipped. I didn't think that was a thought. I just.
For food, I typically didn't do it, you know, if I got like a box of something.
Yeah.
But for drinks, I definitely do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't. But then again, I don't ever order any drink. If it's free, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes, like, if your plane gets delayed or whatever, they'll give you like a free cocktail, but I've never ordered. Is it more expensive to do that on a plane?
As opposed to like at the bar before you get on? No.
Oh, really? It's all the same?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So make sure you're flipping your flight attendants.
Tip your flight attendants.
Yeah. Except for technically United and American right here in Charlotte. The American said it instructs their team members to decline tips.
That's the airline that I was talking about.
Okay.
Actually.
But Frontier, they're expecting tips. All right. Let's get to the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So you guys know all those rumors that are going on about Meghan Markle and her being such a diva behind the scenes of the royal palace? Well, her staff is actually speaking out for her and saying that she's not difficult at all to work with, actually. This royal insider says that the rumors about Meghan Markle are untrue, and that the rumors between that she's not getting along with her sister-in-law, Kate Middleton, are quote unquote overblown. Now the word overblown was used, so that
means there's something there.
Yeah, that causes me to think that maybe there is a little tension there between the two. But anyway, Meghan's staff says that she's quite lovely to work with. She's actually a refreshing breath of fresh air through the palace. But she does have a lot of anxieties about learning the royal protocol, and she's taking the role very seriously. She also says that being pregnant and having to deal with public backlash can be incredibly stressful.
I bet.
So they're very understanding, but it sounds like Meghan Markle herself is very nice to work for.
I wish Meanie was here so Queen Mummy could stop by.
I know.
And boo! Them two bicker all the time.
Yeah, I can't do that. Nor will I.
Okay, fair enough.
Melissa McCarthy, she is talking about how she has been fat shamed, especially at the very beginning of her career as she was coming up into, because she's always kind of been in the public eye, but when she really gained stardom during Bridesmaids, she was asked in an interview, are you shocked that you're actually working in the business with your tremendous size?
Oh, gosh.
And she said, I thought to myself, with my tremendous size, I could tackle and kill you right now. But instead of doing that, she just answered the question and kind of redirected it. But she says it's really sad that critics feel so comfortable that they can do that. And she also says that it doesn't necessarily happen to men as often.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were on Whitney's show, TLC's My Big Fat Fabulous Life. I got quite a few mean comments.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, some of them were really funny. At least they were funny about it, but they were just downright mean.
But they were, yeah, they were still trying to be hurtful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And congratulations is in order to Jessa Duggar. Her and her husband, Ben, are expecting their third child, and they say that the child is expected late this spring. They said that they have been guessing boy since they found out they were pregnant, and they have been right in the past, so we'll have to wait and see. But that is your dirty.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, you know that we like the dating terms that it goes to, it's like trends for a brief moment, like on Twitter, but I don't ever hear anyone actually use the term.
No.
I think they just like to talk about it. Well, a new dating term is called throning.
Okay. I can't wait to hear what this is.
We'll tell you what it is in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
This was trending on Twitter the other day, and it's called throning. It's a new dating term.
Okay. Can we say this on the radio?
No, this doesn't sound so radio friendly.
It does sound really bad.
Yeah.
So I can see it going one of two ways. I can see it going really bad, or how like Kylie Jenner and...
Proactive.
But no, not Kendall. Kylie and Travis like refer to each other as their, you know, that's my king, that's my queen.
Mm.
I can see it going that way too.
Maybe that. So throning is when you're dating someone specifically to boost something about yourself.
Oh.
So maybe it's your popularity. Maybe it's a perk, like they have a beach house and you want to invite your friends there. Throning is when you're dating someone with the sole intention to boost something about yourself.
Huh.
You find that also when, the people were talking about, like, whenever you see a couple and clearly it looks like they shouldn't be together, someone's throning.
Yeah.
And we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Have you ever dated someone for a perk? Like, they were okay. You know, you didn't hate them.
So I feel like, you know, because now, as of, you know, I am going to be entering the dating world, I feel like everyone is going to, and Lauren used to always joke about this, is say, like, well, at the end of it, at least I got a lot of free concert tickets.
Yeah, everyone's going to now try to date you for free tickets. And y'all, we don't get free tickets.
No, we don't.
We had to buy our own Justin Timberlake concert tickets.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I guess it's no secret. Like, I've dated a couple athletes in the past.
That's technically throning.
Yeah, and like,
is it? But you're attracted to athletes.
I am attracted to athletes, but quite honestly, they were all just okay personality-wise.
Yeah.
I just liked flying around to see them play.
See?
And like, it was like, you know, looking back on it, it's more of a status thing. Like, do you really like these people? No, I didn't marry them.
So are you someone who thrones? 704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls now.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
Don't look. We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Our buddy Manny is out of town today for a wedding. So you got me, Roy, Lorraine, Nicole in the studio. We do want to pay your bills, though. Make sure you're listening 8 a.m. for that code word. To give you $1,000, pay your bills, doing it five times a day. And everyone that enters in at kiss951.com or on the Kiss95.1 app, you'll be in the running for $10,000.
Nice.
A lot of money. Pay your bills. 8 a.m. is your first code word. That's the time to listen for your first code word. So it's 2019. Everyone's doing the whole new year, new you thing. Are you doing, Nicole or Lorraine, you guys doing healthy stuff?
I'm not doing the, like, fitness thing, although all through December, I had this like photo on my phone from when I was like 24. And I was like, I'm going to get back to this. I'm getting you back to this. I'm not getting back to that. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
But I, for me, it's putting career and family like at the forefront this year.
Okay.
So
that's good.
That's, I do a vision board, actually, and we were just talking about blogs and I was writing a blog about this, but I used to do vision boards at the beginning of every single year.
What's a vision board?
So it's basically where you get like a poster board and you cut like clippings out from like magazines or photos of your family and you post it on the board and then you keep that board very visual in your life. So like in your room, in your bathroom, in your office, whatever it is, so that you keep those goals fresh in your mind all year because out of sight, out of mind, right?
Yeah. I mean, I just think about my goals. I don't even ever put them on a board.
Yeah. So,
so you're doing that.
I'm going to do it again this year because I haven't done it for like the last 5 years. And I, you know, kind of felt myself drifting away from those goals very soon after making them. So,
yeah. What about you, Nicole? You resolution thing?
Yeah, not really resolution, just kind of like little goals. But I want to go back. I used to cook vegan Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends, like I would go out and eat.
Yeah.
So I want to get back to mainly cooking vegan.
Does that mean you're going to bring tofu in here every day again?
Yes, sir, it does.
That was an awful time period.
But yeah, besides that, and then just like putting like myself and my mental health first. And
especially after you announced that you are now single.
Correct.
You're recently single. Yeah, you got to focus on you.
Yes.
Don't fall into a big relationship immediately.
No. And I'm not that person. Like, I very much know that you need to be alone in order to grow.
Yeah.
And that, like, real growth happens alone, not when you're on to someone else. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, we are going to be talking to Nicole a little bit more about what she's going on in her personal life here in, like, 10 minutes because she's still living with her ex-girlfriend, Lauren. So we want to hear from you. If you live with your ex, you can call the show and give advice to Nicole for everything that she's going through. But it's the time for New Year resolutions, and I saw on Instagram a lot of people going to the gym, and I got to tell you, I'm looking at their photos. Yo, they got makeup on.
It's a real thing.
It is a real thing. And like, right now, the gyms are so busy. Like, I avoid the gyms like the plague right now.
So walk me through, and I don't wear makeup, so I don't know, but wouldn't all that just run off your face when you're sweating?
Here's the thing. It's so bad for your skin to work out in makeup because your pores are opening because you're hot and then all that's getting in there. And then in a month or 2 weeks, these people are going to be like, why am I so broken out? Well, it's because you're working out with makeup on. But people think that going to the gym is a social event and that's why they're wearing makeup to the gym. So some people, they want to meet somebody at the gym, which is a good place to meet somebody because you have like interests. You can hold each other accountable. But I don't know. I'm just not of the class of wearing makeup to the gym. I look homeless. Like I'm in like a t-shirt, no makeup on, hair in a messy ponytail, like a really messy ponytail. I look like I haven't brushed in 3 days.
I related way too much to that meme that like circulated where it was like, I have two looks. I either look like a trophy wife or I look homeless.
Yeah, that's me.
I wear like the same thing to the gym over and over and it's not a social event. I typically can't breathe. I can't even talk when I'm at the gym.
Yeah, I used to get, and I remember this very clearly, I used to get really annoyed at Lauren because she would, I'd be like, all right, let's go to the gym, we'll go, and I just, you know, throw on shorts, walk out, and she's like, okay, hold on, and like 15 minutes later she'd be getting ready. But I learned very quickly that women do things for themselves and not for other people, so the makeup was for her to feel better.
Good while she's working out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now when you say it like that, then yeah, I guess it is fine to wear makeup.
But do you wear, like, okay, so let's talk about that, though, for a second. Like, walk me down that path. Like, are you looking at yourself in the mirror then at the gym?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, if you wear makeup to the gym, you can call us and tell us why you do that at 704-570-9595. And we're going to try to help producer Nicole. She's living with her ex. If you live with your ex, maybe you got some advice for her. We'll take your phone calls next.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Are you someone who wears your makeup to the gym? That's what we are talking about right now. What's her name again, Nicole? Lisa, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, Lisa. Are you someone who wears makeup to the gym?
I do. I just feel like I'm a big sloth and dirty, and it makes me feel good about myself.
Okay, so that's that's good. So that's kind of, Lisa, that's kind of like what producer Nicole said that her and her ex-girlfriend would argue about. We'll talk about. Like, she would be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're putting on makeup. Mm-hmm. And then Lauren pretty much said the same thing, right?
It makes her feel better.
Yeah, she did the things that she did for her.
Lisa,
yeah.
It doesn't ever affect your skin, sweating with all that makeup on?
No, I guess I've gotten lucky with that. It doesn't affect my skin.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. If it works for you.
Yeah. You're going to do it. At first, I thought it was weird, but hey, if it makes you feel better about doing it, that's fine, too. So you're still living with Lauren?
Correct. I am. And I will for until March.
Oh, okay. So there is a deadline on this.
But they've been broken up. You revealed yesterday for 2 months.
Yeah.
And you're still going to live together for another 2 months.
Correct.
Or almost three, I guess.
So if you live with your ex, and maybe you can... how is it? Is it tough? Like, is it petty? Do you guys get into arguments? Are you not talking? Like, do you have your side of the fridge and they have their side of the fridge? And you keep everything so separate?
So everything that you just said, like, yes, like we are
really?
Talking. We're not talking. We are arguing. We're not arguing. we have done things with the fridge. You know, like there's
it just, really
it depends on the day, man. Like there, like some days are harder than others.
Well, you're still going through the gamut of emotions,
yeah, and,
too.
And honestly, like, you know, yesterday is what was, like, a big day, you know, for me to talk about it
on
air.
You announced yesterday at 8 o'clock that you broke up with your girlfriend.
Yeah,
by the way, a girlfriend that you've been dating for 4 years.
Mm-hmm, correct.
So what was that like when you went home yesterday? Did you feel the tides change?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty emotional. Like, she wasn't there when I got home, so.
Oh, did she purposely plan that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to not talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you live with your ex, 704-570-9595. We also want to know, like, how long have you lived with your ex? Why? And, like, how that is going on? Give us a phone call. And I want to dive a little bit more into, I guess, moving forward. What are you going to do? Because it's been private. Now it's very, very mm-hmm. public.
Very public.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. So 704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls next.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Paying your bills less than an hour away. $1,000 could be yours at 8 a.m. Make sure you're listening for that. Manny is not here today. He's at a wedding for this weekend. But you still get Roy, Nicole, and Lauren. So you are still living with Lauren.
Yes, and will be until March.
So yesterday on the show around 8 o'clock, you announced that after 4 years, you guys broke up. And so what I'm trying to ask is like, and what we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595, maybe you have tips for how to live with someone that you're broken up with. I can only imagine because if Strong and I broken up, you guys broke up on good terms, though.
Well,
right?
They broke up on good terms, but then when you live together, because you're broken up, you still run through that gamut of emotions. I can't imagine that it's very easy to move on or get closure that way, Nicole. And we're getting text messages to the studio. You can text the studio line as well. But advice for Nicole, I recommend that you leave the living situation quickly. I've been there, and it makes it very difficult to get your closure. You will never be friends like you think you will be again. Eventually, you will start dating other people, and it's going to hurt both of you if you stay. All the best.
Yeah, well, you can't bring anyone home.
Yeah, no, and I mean, like it's not... Like, we didn't break, like, no one, you know, went out and cheated or did anything to where we, like, despise one another, you know? Like,
yeah.
It was one of those situations where after 3.5 years, you know, there's things and decisions that get made of where to go next in your relationship.
And there's things that Lauren was ready for that you weren't.
Right.
And
she, at the end of the day, has to follow her heart. And we haven't been perfect for the last year. You know, we've been, like, trying to get through a lot of things that we weren't able to get through.
Yeah.
So it's not, like I said, it's not like there's some big blowout to where we're not able to be cordial, but living together does bring out those emotions that weren't there, you know, 6 months ago.
But are you, like, buying separate groceries and, like, don't touch my stuff?
No.
This is my...
No, I mean, like...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Make joke, and like I said yesterday, like, she deals with stuff in the weirdest way. Like, it's similar to how Manny deals with things. Like, she'll make jokes. Like, I grabbed something in the freezer, and she was like, "Well, that's mine." And I was like, "What?" Like, we split groceries, so what does that even mean?
But like, let's say you're cooking. Are you going to cook for her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not going to go in the kitchen, cook something, and then be like, okay, your turn. Like, that's so petty, and that's not me. Like,
I would cook awful dinners, bland.
I've said it before, and I will admit it again. I am the most petty person in the entire world.
I just don't have the energy to be petty.
Nicole, if Dallas and I broke up and had to live under the same roof, he wouldn't want to eat my cooking because he would think that there would be poison in it. Like,
yeah. He'd be like having everyone else come over to eat dinner. You taste the food. Yeah.
Hey, Loren, can Cash try this first?
I don't know how you do it, friend. Well, let's, hi, welcome to the MRM Morning Show. Who's this?
This is Tabitha.
Tabitha, are you living with your ex?
No, but I actually dated a girl that, don't turn that up, that lived with her ex.
Okay.
Oh, so you were like the new girlfriend.
Yes, and it was awkward, of course.
Wait, so you would come over and her ex would be there?
No.
Okay, so there was some ground rules.
Well, of course, my ex would ask her ex at the time if it was okay.
Yeah.
Because she worked third, so I would go over whenever she wasn't there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and they did the split thing. They slept in separate bedrooms. They had the, like, not sure about the grocery thing, but I know that the bedroom thing was a big thing.
Hey, that's a good point, Tabitha. Nicole, are you in a separate bedroom?
Yeah, we got a two-bedroom. And when we moved here, we did that for that reason. Like,
you did that for in case you broke up?
You would break up.
No, but I mean, you got to, like, when you move in with someone and you're not married, you got to be smart about it.
So, but you guys were both in the master at that point. So who had to move out of that bedroom?
Well, no, she has her, like, she made the other bedroom, like, her office because she works from home.
Uh-huh.
So that, I mean, that bedroom's prettier than the other bedroom anyways. So
she's in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so fat. Like, Sterling and I, we have only one bedroom. So I guess I'd build a pillow fort between us two if we broke up.
Somebody's got to sleep on the couch.
All right. We can continue taking your phone calls and your messages online at the MRL show. Lorraine, what you got coming up in the dirty?
So Lady Gaga, she's apologizing for something and taking one of her songs off iTunes and other streaming services. I'll tell you why coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, Lady Gaga had been getting a lot of, I don't want to say hate, but some backlash over a song that she had with R. Kelly. And of course, there's this new series out called Surviving R. Kelly. Well, people are saying, like, hey, if all these people around R. Kelly knew that this was going on, why did Lady Gaga agree to collaborate with him? And they had performed on SNL. So now she is apologizing for collaborating, and she's actually pulling that song from iTunes and other streaming services as well.
Now, I wonder, does that mean that she knew what was going on?
I don't think she knew what was going on. I think... she probably had heard the rumors, but, you know, you never know if a rumor is true or not. Yeah. I think the people closer to R. Kelly knew what was going on.
Sure.
But maybe, you know, Lady Gaga was like, well, maybe they're just rumors, so we'll collaborate.
Okay.
So Lindsay Lohan, I think we have some audio of her staff, but, you know, Mani has been like, oh, Lauren's obsessed with Lindsay Lohan. No, she's just been at the forefront of celebrity gossip the last few days. But she does have her Lindsay Lohan Beach Club series that is going to be on MTV. And her staff is now coming out and saying, like, why they agreed to sign on and work with her in the first place.
I wanted a vacation.
Some people have very selfish intentions.
I think everybody was there for them. Everybody was there for them. We were walking in to meet strangers. Nobody.
We all had our own incentives.
Right? I'm confused. So what's the show about?
So it's Lindsay Lohan's beach club. She has this beach club in Greece.
Mykonos, right?
In Mykonos,
it's like
yes.
A party.
And it is one of those things where she's trying to build an empire out of this, and she wants to open other locations and everything else. So the staff is saying, like, we didn't just decide that we were going to go work at some random beach club. Like, we all wanted to be on TV. We all had our own agendas, basically. The one person that you hear talking there, I just wanted a vacation. So they just wanted to go and work in Mykonos.
Wow, that's probably something I wouldn't announce. Like, could you imagine the interview for this job? And like, Roy, why do you want to work here? Free concert tickets? That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're saying.
But aren't they like, isn't it like a resort? So like they're working on a resort or like at a beach club to where they're just like, it's more so... Not like a labor job, but they're like bringing drinks, like checking up on them. Like,
I mean, listen, being a server in general is a hard job. And I've done it in the past at a beach club. You know, they're not necessarily in the sand, but it is one big party. So, you know, the DJ's blaring, people are drinking, the vibe is cool. And I think, honestly, you know, you guys make fun of me, or my mom, I guess, for being a bartender.
She's
but she
a bartender
loves,
at the beach.
I know, she loves that vibe. She likes being out in the sun. She's like, it's good for my well-being. I'm getting, you know, my vitamin D. I'm out on the beach. I'm getting that sea breeze. It's wonderful.
I do sometimes think about that, like, what today's like a random Thursday, but like somewhere in like Puerto Rico or so, there's like a resort in the Dominican Republic where people are relaxing.
Well, that's like even like when we take our like vacation, like sometimes we have to take them at random points of the year.
Yeah.
And like when you go somewhere, there's hundreds of other people there just
relaxing.
Yep. Very true.
Okay, I get what's going on with that now. Okay.
So Rose McGowan, she is pleading no contest to drug charges after she was on a United Airlines flight and her wallet was found with cocaine inside.
Oh.
So she's appearing in court in a Virginia court on January 15th, but entering a no contest plea to avoid jail time, but she could face the maximum penalty fine up to $2,500. It is just a misdemeanor. I guess it wasn't enough, but that is your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. She's got 20 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Allison from Marshville, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey.
Hey, we're down to Mani today, but we're still playing Can't Beat Loren. You are our contestant. Have you ever played before?
Yes, I played one.
All right, how'd you do the first time?
I tied with all the questions answered.
All right, let's see how you do today.
I'm prepared to lose today.
Mindset.
Come on. All right, quickly, kick her out of the studio for us.
All right, Lauren, go ahead and get out.
All right, I'm going.
All right.
Loren is leaving the studio. Door's opening.
All right, Allison, question number one. Kevin Hart officially said no to hosting the Oscars. True or false, the Oscars are also known as the Academy?
False.
Okay, question number two. Jamie Lee Curtis got awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award. What iconic movie was she a part of with Lindsay Lohan in the early 2000s where they swapped lives?
Freaky Friday.
All right. Justin Bieber and his wife were supposed to have their big wedding ceremony this month, but it looks like they're going to push back for a little bit. Who is his now wife?
Who did you say it was?
Justin Bieber.
Haley Baldwin.
All right. Halsey's latest hit, Without Me, just went number one on the Billboard charts. It's her first number one as a solo artist. She wrote the song about her rapper ex-boyfriend, which is who?
I don't even know who this is.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Number five, Cardi B has officially been a mom for 6 months, and what a wild 6 months it has been. Cardi B has a daughter to Offset, who is in what rap band?
Again, I don't know.
It's all right.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. It's tough questions today.
Was I wrong on one?
Was you wrong on one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to fact check the rules.
I didn't have time.
Okay.
I just go with it. Here, I'll Google it.
All right. Yeah, you Google it. All right.
How many did she write?
Two.
Okay.
Did she? Yeah. Okay. All right. Question number one. Kevin Hart officially said no to hosting the Oscars. True or false? The Oscars are also known as the Academy.
True.
All right.
Yeah, that's actually true. Yeah, so she got that incorrect. It's 1-0.
Okay. All right. Question number two. Jamie Lee Curtis got awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award. What iconic movie was she a part of with Lindsay Lohan in the early 2000s?
Freaky Friday.
All right.
That's correct. That's correct. It's 2-1.
Question number three. Justin Bieber and his wife were supposed to have their big wedding ceremony this month, but it looks like they're going to push back. Who is his wife?
Haley Baldwin Bieber.
That's right. Okay. 3-2.
Halsey's latest hit, Without Me, just went number one. Without Me is about her rapper ex-boyfriend, which is who?
G-Eazy.
That's
you
correct.
Got that correct. Unfortunately, Allison did not get that one correct. It's currently 4-2.
And question number five, Cardi B has officially been a mom for 6 months. She has a daughter with Offset, which is in what rap band?
Migos.
That is correct. Final score 5-2. Lauren, you win with 21 wins.
Allison, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I knew I was prepared to lose. It's okay.
All right, Allison, before we let you go, you know what we want to hear.
Yeah, my name is Allison, and I can't beat Lauren.
War of the Roses coming up next. You will not believe what Dean finds in Megan's drawer that he now thinks the relationship is on the rocks.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Dean's on the phone for War of the Roses today. And Dean, you found something while moving your girlfriend, Megan, that causes you to think that she's cheating on you. You found it in her apartment. What was it?
So basically I was helping Megan move from apartment to apartment, and there was a dresser that we were moving, and my buddy was helping us kind of open the drawer, and it turned out there was like lingerie inside of there. And, I've never seen that before. In a year of being together, I've never seen Megan wear that for me or anything like that. And there were also like men's boxers kind of in there. It was all just super weird. And I asked her, and she turned like beet red and denied it. But I guess I kind of feel like something's going on. Like, I don't know why she has that.
If it's not your boxers, whose are they?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Yeah, the boxers are strange. I don't think the lingerie is so strange.
Yeah.
But even still, like, maybe it's new where she's going to wear it for you at some point.
I don't know.
I got to be honest. I think it's strange.
Really?
Yeah.
The boxers are strange.
Well, did you say a lot? Like a lot of pieces?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a whole drawer full.
So if someone had one piece, and it's not underwear. We're talking about like outfits, like lingerie outfits, right?
Yeah. Okay. Like full getup. Yeah.
If someone had one of those, I would say that was odd. But clearly Megan's into that. They've been together for a year, so why wouldn't she at this point, if she has so much lingerie, not introduce it to Dean?
I don't know. I mean, okay, I'm about to reveal something about myself, but I have like two huge baskets upstairs in my extra closet of lingerie that I haven't worn in 2 years.
But Dallas knows you have them, and you've worn them for Dallas, so why hasn't she tried them on or done anything for Dean? That's all. That's why I thought that was weird.
I don't know. I don't know that it's that strange, but I mean, we'll look into it, Dean. Mamie seems to think you're onto something.
Did you ask her?
Yeah, I asked her, and she denied it being weird and kind of just got shy and turned red.
I mean, you did it in front of her friend. In front of your friend, too.
I don't know. Something's up, I think. It's just weird.
Okay. Well, let's give her a call and I guess offer her a man package.
I'll do it like a romantic getaway.
Romantic getaway. Perfect. Okay.
All right.
Let's get her on the phone line, Dean.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Megan, please.
Hi, this is her.
Hi, Megan. I am Lisa, and I'm calling from Flowers for You. We just opened a new branch of our company for romantic getaways, And we're doing a giveaway on Instagram. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a romantic getaway.
No way.
Yeah. So
That's awesome.
It is free of charge, and it's a mountain getaway. So we're going to send you up to Boone for the weekend. It includes your hotel. We'll pay for some of your travel, and then night out with your boo.
Oh, okay. Cool.
The only information that I'll need from you, Megan, is who you'd like to share the package with, and then we'll call them next and deliver a little message and tell them that you've decided to take them.
Okay. I'd totally be into that. I'd love to bring my boyfriend, Dean.
Okay.
Dean.
Oh, my gosh. I'm very glad to hear that.
Dean?
Yeah, Megan, that's Dean. This is the MRL Morning Show with a segment called War of the Roses. It's where we try to bust cheaters.
What's going on?
Sorry, I just,
Dean?
You remember when Mark and I were moving your stuff out of your apartment and you had all that laundry in the drawer?
Oh my God. It had tags on it,
and I felt like you were doing something on the side, seeing someone else, so I kind of wanted to figure it out. But I'm really glad that you're not. So.
Yeah, Megan, what's going on? Because he also found...
Thank you. I love you.
He found men's boxers in your drawer.
Oh my God, Jesus.
Why not use it for him? I mean, even if it's from your exes, you're supposed to get rid of it if it's from your exes, I think, right?
No, Dean, I swear, I'm not cheating on you. I'm not cheating.
Okay, so what is it? You can be honest with me.
So a while ago for money, I was a cam girl.
A what?
What? Like on the internet, like camera, lingerie, all that stuff?
Yeah.
Like a live camera?
I don't know.
Cam girl.
Oh my God.
So we're back live here on the MRL Morning Show. She says she has all these things for a side job. Does that explain the men's boxers? I don't know. You're going to have to get the War of the Roses, the full episode, on the Kiss 95.1 app. We will get to the bottom of it. Download it immediately.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
After Dean finding some lingerie and men's boxers in Megan's drawers, he thought that maybe she was cheating, which we have determined that she was not actually cheating in War of the Roses, but you could download that full episode on the Kiss 95.1 app with the podcast. But let's bring in Angel. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Angel, so you don't think the boxers are so weird, right?
No, I don't, because I sleep in men's boxers sometimes. They're more comfortable.
Okay.
I think that's maybe not such a weird thing. It could be an innocent thing like that.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, you have to listen to the full episode because she actually has these items, Angel, for her side job. You have to hear what type of job that is. And we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. You went snooping, and what did you find? Taking your phone calls here in 5 minutes with the MRL Morning Show.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Pay your bills. Next chance to win $1,000 coming up at 11 o'clock with Cameron. You snooped and you found what? Who is this, Nicole?
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thanks, guys. I've been talking to this guy, and I recently spent the night with him. It was our first time spending the night together. And the next day, he had to go to work. So I'm just kind of cleaning up the apartment, putting things away, and I go to put some of his laundry away, and I find women's underwear in his boxer drawer.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to ask you the question, because I'm guilty of this, too.
Okay.
But were you really, quote unquote, putting things away, or were you finding reasons to open drawers?
No, I was actually, his apartment, it was kind of disgusting. So I had actually done some laundry, took the recycling out, cleaned the bathroom from, like, where he had shaved and, like, all the hair. Because yeah. I was hanging out for a little bit before I left to come back to Charlotte. So I really was genuinely, like, putting things away. I just happened to open up the wrong drawer for the socks.
Mm.
What was his excuse he gave you?
I haven't addressed it yet.
How do you address that? This just happened.
Let me tell you how you address it. You throw those panties right in his face.
Oh, Lorraine.
Physically.
Lorraine. Gosh, you're so confrontational. Lorraine's like, I want you to leave all the lights off so when he enters the house and he turns the lights on, it's you in a chair holding panties.
No. Stop saying that word. Is there any other word that we can use for
underwear?
That?
Thank you. Underwear?
That'll work.
Wow, so this is fresh. So you were just kind of like in a situation like Dean and Megan in War of the Roses.
Yeah, and this is actually very recent. And he's not local to Charlotte, so I'd actually traveled.
Okay.
I don't think that there's somebody else's. They're like underwear I wore in like the second grade, like 100% cotton Hanes, like granny panties, I think.
Oh, they're granny panties? Okay.
Oh, you think he wears them?
That's what I think.
They're not lacy, they're not extravagant,
they're very basic.
Well, now you can't throw them at him, but you do need to ask about it.
Yeah, be like, hey, is this what you,
yeah,
what you
I wear? Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to address it, but yeah.
How many were there? Was it just one or was it a lot?
Three, and they were like neatly folded, like retail style.
Oh, that's so strange. Okay, well, call us back and tell us how that goes.
I will.
Yeah, I need closure on that. All right, thank you, Anonymous, for calling.
Wow.
All right. Wow, that's fresh.
Green yeah. Greens.
Okay. All right, you ready for the dirty?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Kevin Hart, he made an appearance on Good Morning America. And, you know, there was still kind of a question out there on if he would actually host the Oscars this year. Ellen asked him, you know, we've been talking about this, to reconsider, and he said, you know, no. He did make another apology, which was in the third person, but now he's saying, no, I can't do it this year. I just don't have time.
No.
So that's an absolute no.
Yes, I'm not hosting the Oscars this year, and it has nothing to do with...
In the future.
It's hard to predict what can happen, and I don't want people to think that there's a thing between me and the Academy, because there isn't. The Academy... They're amazing people. The offer was made. It was received. I was excited. Things happened. It didn't work out the way that it should have. Right now, from a time perspective, I don't have the time.
We also mentioned Ellen there a few seconds ago. But Ellen, you know, there had been rumors that she's leaving her talk show.
Yeah.
And we all wondered what she would be working on after she left. Well, now come to find out that Ellen DeGeneres and Warner Brothers are teaming up to launch a limited series TV show. And Sarah Michelle Gellar is going to star in it.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's going to, like, executive produce?
Yeah.
Or be in it?
No. I think that she's going to be directing.
Wow.
So she is teaming up with Warner Brothers. Sarah Michelle Gellar is signing on, and the series is going to be called Sometimes I Lie.
You know, I am a big Ellen DeGeneres fan, but I tried watching her new stand-up on Netflix, and I did not like it.
Really?
Yeah. She went on like for like 15 minutes talking about doing this bit on how she's like rich, but she doesn't know how to be relatable, and she's kind of poking self-deprecation.
Mm-hmm.
She spent way too much time on it, and I just turned it off.
And I think Ellen is the, like, epitome of relatable.
I know.
That's strange.
All right.
J-Lo, she's opening up about her ups and downs in relationships now that she is with Aaron Rodriguez. And she says that, you know, looking past, she's had three failed marriages. So, and an engagement to Ben Affleck, which everyone forgets about. But she says that she had to learn to love herself, and it was a huge journey for her. You know, there were points in time where she thought she did, and then she goes through the low, and then she's back up again. So she says she doesn't think that she'll ever get to a point where she says, that's it, I did it all, and I'm done.
Mm.
So...
Okay.
Little self-love from J-Lo there. Melissa McCarthy, she has been discussing fat shaming and says when she first started to come up and gained her stardom in Bridesmaids, that a critic actually openly asked her, are you shocked that you are working in the business at your tremendous size? she's bringing light to the point that, you know, people feel so comfortable to fat shame you in public.
Yeah.
And she says it's sad because it doesn't necessarily happen to men. But Roy, we were on My Big Fat Fabulous Life and you...
I'd get fat shamed.
Yeah.
I even get fat shamed from this radio show. I don't think a lot of people realize what bigger people...
deal with.
Or see it. And it's and sometimes it's not as verbal as you think it would be. It's a lot of like you don't get all the opportunities that other people get. You get looks, you get people, you know what I mean? You get stares. But yeah, it's a real thing.
Absolutely.
Real thing.
Okay, so for What Lauren Likes Today.
Hey, let me find you a fun music for it.
Oh, okay. But What Lauren Likes Today is for your iPhones. Oh. And this is
too dramatic.
The new iPhones that you can wirelessly charge.
Okay.
You can't necessarily have a pop socket on the back, but I found a case that has the ring, the pop socket ring, and you can still wirelessly charge it. So we'll put that information up for you at kiss951.com.
That's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right. That's your
cool.
Dirty.
All right. Thanks, Lauren. I actually want to talk to you, Lauren, because you brought up something on the show that... I'm so surprised. You say that on your license that it's the wrong birthday.
Yeah, I just realized it this morning.
That for all your life that you at least know of recently. When did you get that license?
It's not recent.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I'll have to look at the date.
Years ago.
Yeah, years ago.
So the government thinks you're born on a different day.
Yeah, 2016. Right, I got this license.
Let's dive into this. It's more coming up here in 5 minutes on the MRO Morning Show.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, we got pay your bills, Loren. Tell everybody about that.
So, we want to pay your bills with $1,000, and you have 5 chances during the day, 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6, to win $1,000. You just got to get the code word and either go to the website, kiss951.com, or on the Kiss app. You'll enter it there, and you'll be in to win.
So we were talking off the air this morning. It was like in the 7 o'clock hour. And Lauren, while holding her license, she goes, "My birthday's wrong." So I said, "Well, what's going on?"
I have no idea. And I've had this license since 2016. But I got this new iPhone case and it's got a slot in the back. So I keep my ID back there now.
Okay.
And I just happened to be like running my finger over the only like raised part on the North Carolina driver's license, which is your birthday. And I'm like, that's weird. I was like, I wonder what 6684 is. I'm like, it must be when my driver's license expires. And I'm like, wait, it's 84, Loren. So yeah. I started looking at it, and sure enough, my birth date is wrong on here.
What's your actual birthday?
6/5/84. So it's June 5th, 1984.
So they got it a day late.
Yes. And I always wondered why, like, our office, Beasley, always has my birth date wrong.
Okay.
And I'm constantly, like, sending emails to, like, correct paperwork and that kind of stuff, and now it all makes sense.
It's because they got your license, and they're going by the wrong date.
Right.
So, let me tell you this, though. I'm trying to follow the facts. I think that you don't know your birthday.
No, I think I do.
I don't think you do, because whenever we celebrate your birthday, you like to do like week-long, month-long celebrations. And so nobody really knows your exact birthday because we celebrate it multiple days.
No, I can confirm, even on my
how
passport.
How can you confirm?
Because it's on my passport, my birth certificate. It's 6/5/84.
So how do you even fix this?
I don't know. And I don't even know if it's worth it.
Or, yeah, should you just, because that technically means you're a day younger.
That's true. I like that idea.
Yeah. So you just get, I mean, like, what? That's so strange. How does that happen? The government has your wrong birthday.
I don't know. And I think that if this was something that, like, happened last week and I got this driver's license then, it would be probably much easier to change. But now that I've had it for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I'm just now realizing it.
We need to call, Lauren's mom and ask her to confirm the birthday. Does she even know when your birthday is?
She's not going
to
know my birthday.
Really?
You could call my mom and she would be like, who? Oh, yeah, my oldest daughter. I got it.
Yeah, sometime in June, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember when.
Someone else had a similar problem. They said, I learned last year that the reason I can never do my tax returns easily is because the IRS didn't have their proper birthday on file.
Oh, man.
Oh, what if that screws you up with tax season?
It's been 3 years. I don't know. Hopefully I don't get audited.
By the way, there's probably like a Loren that owes the IRS so much money. And she's like, no, listen, I was born this day. You got the wrong Loren. You're like evading the government. All right. Well, that's interesting. Can you let us know if you're even going to do anything?
I don't know if I should.
But now you have two documents saying two
different things. Yeah. If you've been through it, just text the studio and let me know what I should do.
Give Loren some advice because we don't even know when her actual birthday is.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
That's something you thought for years. So then you only found out everything you thought you knew was wrong.
Yeah, it all started when I realized my birth date on my driver's license has been wrong for 3 years.
Nobody knows when Loren's birthday is.
I don't even know when it is.
Her mom doesn't know?
My mom doesn't even know who I am.
704-570-9595. Let's bring in Samantha. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Samantha?
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Hi.
So what did you know your entire life and then found out it was a farce?
For about 16 or 17 years, my mom always told me that my middle name was Nicole, but she spelled it N-I-C-O-L-L-E. Oh, and then when I went to go get my driving permit and get all my stuff ready for college and everything like that, I realized that it was spelled three different ways on three different documentations.
Really?
So on my driver's license, it was spelled the way that my mom claimed that she spelled it. And then on my social, it was N-I-C-O-L-E. And then on the back then, they did the little pictures that you get in the hospital when your baby's born. And they printed out, like, your name and how much you weighed and how long you were. And it was spelled differently on that, too. So I just took all the documents up to the Social Security office. I'm like, look, this is all different. I'm just going to pick one. And they just
pick your favorite.
For me, so.
And that's really what they did? They were like, yeah, let's just go with this?
Yeah, I was just like, this is what my mom said. I was supposed to be named. They did it wrong on the paperwork. So I need it all changed. And they did it for me, thankfully. So
wow. I don't know if I've ever related to something more because there's so many ways to spell Nicole.
Yeah, that's true.
And mine's like the basic way, the N-I-C-O-L-E.
Yeah.
But in elementary school, I was in a class with four Nicoles. And I was one of four. One spelled them with C-H. The other spelled C-H and then double L. And then someone else spelled it with double L. And here I am just getting my name misspelled every single day.
Oh, I know. And then we have like another Nicole that works here. And so we have to be like, no, that's the Nicole with the H. I'm talking about
Nicole.
We're talking about Nicole. Interesting. All right, let's pick up on a live phone call real quick. 704-570-9595. Hi, what's your name?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name, are you going to say Jay?
Your name is Jay.
Oh, boy, where do you guys think this is going to go?
This is what we get for taking a call live.
Yeah.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, I'm kind of the same situation. I've been working for this company for 13 years, and they got my birthday wrong.
The company did? Well, see, that happens here with our company, with Loren, because they go off her license.
Right.
And so they always get it wrong.
But I just thought maybe somebody in the office typed it in backwards. I never thought to check my ID.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Jay, for calling.
Should we do another one?
Because I don't know. I'm scared. Let's do one more just because we know it's going to fail. Hi, you're live on the MRL Morning Show.
Yes.
Hi. We typically never take. Oh, you're getting right to it. Go ahead.
Well, I was born 63 years ago.
Uh-huh.
First grandchild, I was to be named after my grandfather, and his name was Thomas. So whether I was a boy or a girl, I got the name Tommy. Well, when my mom got the birth certificate, they spelled it with a Y instead of an I-E.
Uh-huh.
So she sent it back to get it fixed. They spelled Tommy right, and she never paid any attention to the rest of the birth certificate. So when I was 18 years old, I got a letter for the draft, and I was actually...
Did you get drafted?
My first. I got drafted.
Oh.
And I was pregnant with my first child, so I took the letter to the recruiter,
uh-huh.
And I even showed them my belly, and I had to go to my doctor and get a statement that said I was a female.
So it had male on your birth certificate. That's so crazy.
Well, wait, that's not even the end of it.
That's not? How does, what happens now?
Yeah, where do we go here?
Well, I didn't really think after that anything else could happen, so I never worried about getting it changed.
Uh-huh.
And I got sick in 1999.
Oh, no.
And had to apply for disability.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, but, so they're not going to send you a disability check because they don't know who you are.
Right.
Well, that's a pickle.
So I had to send and get another birth certificate in the state of Tennessee. Mm. And they sent it back to me, and I didn't even know.
Wow.
The sex was right. The first name was right. But they misspelled my middle name.
You've just been living a whole life of no one knowing who you are.
God, you need a lawyer and a babysitter. I don't know.
And a reality TV show. So that's us taking live phone calls, by the way. We can't take live phone calls today because we got one computer down.
And I'm in here.
And Nicole's in here.
We have to take live phone calls. It's a whole thing.
Amazing, like when it's never like one thing that's different because we could have probably managed this a little differently if all the computers were working. But computers aren't working. Nicole's in here.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Taking live phone calls. I like it. I think it's fun because you never know. Because a lot of people get stopped by Nicole before it ever gets to us. It's fun. It's like
we get to see the real deal.
I like it. I think it's cool. We get to talk to people. Like, I don't think we've ever talked to her on our show before.
I don't think so either.
That's fun. I get to meet new people. All right. Anyway. So do you know what I found? Where did I find this? I think somebody sent us a Facebook message about this. And they were talking about if they had any ideas for some resolutions for their pet.
Okay.
Now, Loren.
Wolf's still at the vet.
Oh, God.
No, he's not. Loren thinks Wolfer went to the vet and never came back.
She's going to laugh and cry at the same time. People may. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. He's going to come back soon, sweetheart.
Wait, babe. Last year, please tell the
fact. All right. Now, are you telling this, or your son this?
Well, this is what I believe. I'm crying right now because I still haven't dealt with the reality that Wolfer is
bad. Dallas is still looking for a lookalike. He's still trying to find Wolfer 2.0. To come back from the vet.
Let
me tell you something. If they could if it were socially acceptable to clone your pets, I would have done it already. Okay. I miss Wolfer.
All right. Well, let's talk about pet resolutions. This should go really well. I'll take your phone calls on if you have a pet resolution next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So I got this message. If you guys didn't know, I run an Instagram page for my dog, the Daily Cali. And I got a message on Instagram. I thought it was Facebook, but it's Instagram. That said, hey, in the world of Instagram dogs, they all talk to each other, right?
Yeah.
So like another dog Instagrammed my dog.
So strange.
It is so strange. To say, I think it was like Lexi. Lexi has a New Year's resolution to brush her teeth more.
Okay.
What's Callie's New Year's resolution? And I was like, she doesn't have one. She's a dog. I didn't think it was a thing to create resolutions for your animals.
Well, now that you say that, and Lexi's was to brush her teeth, I definitely think that Callie's should be to chew on less furniture.
Amen to that. She's destroyed my entire dining room. If you guys ever come over for dinner, I'm going to have to go buy new chairs before you come over. Because I'd be too embarrassed. It's too embarrassing. Yeah, it's too embarrassing. Nicole, before we go talk to Logan from the MRL Radio family, tell us what's a good New Year's resolution for your dog?
Yeah, so Finley, he'll be 6 this year. And when I got him as a puppy, you know, I took him to all the PetSmart training camps. You know, he went through beginner, intermediate, advanced. And he knows all the commands, and he's a great dog. But I saw this video yesterday of this pet owner who taught her dog Harry Potter spells.
What?
Like
Nicole.
Hold
Nicole.
On. Hear me out.
What does that even mean?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Lauren. What that means is that she, by the flick of a wrist, has, it says a Harry Potter spell, and the dog reacts. So, if she says, Leviosa, that he means, rises. Because, like...
Okay.
Leviosa. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And then there's like another one that's like supposed to like kill you instantly. And that's how like the dog plays dead.
I gotcha. Yeah. So the dog is not reciting these spells. I was like, Nicole, you know the dogs don't talk, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just acting on it. And I thought that was awesome. So that's going to be my New Year's resolution for Finley is that he can speak wizard.
I hope Sterling's not listening. That so would be one of Callie's resolutions. All right, let's talk with Logan. Logan, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hello, hello, guys. How are we today?
We're doing well. So what's a good New Year's resolution for your dog?
So my dog's an absolute a-hole. she listens so very well. I did the same training classes for her, like a lot of them. And she follows commands. She listens. She's just in your head, man. She's like... a mental terrorist. She's an awful animal.
Okay.
Y'all are laughing, but you don't have to live with her. So she's a corgi, and corgis are very, very intelligent dogs. So that was my first mistake. She will hide my glasses if she gets mad at me. Like there's a hole in the lining of my couch, and she will, if she can reach my glasses, she will take them off the bedside table, the coffee table, like wherever she happens to be able to reach them with her little stubbies. And she will crawl under the couch and throw my glasses into the lining of the couch. She'll break into the bathroom and tip the trash can over and stash Q-tips around my apartment, like in my pillows and my shoes and couch cushions. She is awful. She will like take clothes out of my dirty clothes hamper. It's like wire, so it's not fully closed in. She will like wriggle out dirty socks and dirty underwear and like hide them in my shoes and in other parts of my.
So
awful, man.
How do you teach your dog not to be an a-hole?
I don't know. I tried the whole water bottle thing where you spray them with it and she chewed it up. So I don't really know. What I'm Googling a lot of things and I'm drinking a lot of wine. That's what I got going.
Yeah.
So far.
How old is she?
She turned 3.
Oh, she's already 3.
Yeah, she should have these habits gone.
Good luck, buddy.
Not habits. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. No, she's just having fun.
Is she really?
Oh, she's having fun.
She had opposable thumbs, she would have a knife at my throat. I'm convinced.
Oh, my gosh. Dogs are so smarter than what people think. And
yeah.
That's the offensive part, is like, I get outsmarted by her.
I know. And, like, I remember someone's like, if your dog does something while you're not home and you come home, they don't know that
time
if you... in times, they don't know that if you punish them, it's for the thing. That's a bunch of crap, because when my dog does
news.
Something,
that's
when I come home...
Hashtag fake news.
Yes, that is fake news, because if Callie rips up my furniture while I'm gone, it could be hours later... Oh, it's a different Callie when I walk through the door. She immediately barks to distract my attention away from the furniture. And then the moment I see the furniture, I don't even say a thing. The moment I see it, she's running away from me. She immediately knows.
She knows.
She knows. All right. Logan, thanks so much for calling, and Happy New Year. It's the first time I think you called in the New Year.
Oh, yeah. It has been the first time I called this year, but I'm glad Lorraine got my tweet. I just really want to let you know that's a day older, honey.
Okay.
Have right. a good day, guys.
Bye, Logan.
You gotta get up.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. It's 95.1. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.